Today is Wednesday, May 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. I was talking about brunch at my mom. So Mark really likes a plan. And I think one thing that he finds so frustrating about my family is we do not plan things. We are not planners. And as we've described before, he wants his vacations to be planned. He wants an itinerary. He wants to know what we're going to do. Even the relaxing time, he wants to know, okay, from 3 to 5, we're going to relax. And that's why I said, you know, a cruise was perfect, because I didn't have to spend all this time planning out exactly what we were going to do. And it pleased me because I loved the cruise ship, the shows, the food, the all of that, but also because I didn't have to do any planning at all. So anyway, we go over to my parents' house, you know. So when we went on vacation or have gone on vacation with my parents, there's never a plan. It's always a rough outline, but not a plan. It's, for instance, when we went snow skiing, it was, okay, we're going to arrive at this time. We're going to buy groceries and we're going to go to the cabin or we're going to go to the condo. And then we're going to ski 3 days out of 5. And then the other 2 days, we're going to do whatever. We'll just decide on the day. And we didn't even decide the days we were going to ski. It was like, we'll ski when the weather is good. You know? And he hated that. Like, he hates that. He wants to know, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're going to ski. Tuesday, we're going to go souvenir shopping. These are the places we're going to hit. And so anyway, when we go over to my parents to eat, it's also very kind of thrown together. My mom will be, oh, why don't you guys come over? And Mark will say, oh, what should I wear? What are we eating? What, you know, all this kind of, I'm like, I don't know, you know, and half the time we get there and my mom wants me to help her cook. And so we get over there and she hadn't done anything. And she said, oh, honey, I don't have any biscuits. Would you run to the store and buy some biscuits? So I'm like, okay. And so we went to the store and got biscuits and came back. And she asked what kind of eggs we wanted. And she put the biscuits in the oven and all that. And I know it was Mother's Day, but she wanted to cook. So, or she wanted to, you know, fix breakfast for us. So that's what we did. And then, we did our grocery shopping. Normally when we go over to my parents on the weekend, we will try to do, because I prefer the Walmart next to their house, and they're about 20 minutes away from us. And I don't really enjoy the one that's close to us. And so if we go over to my parents' house on the weekend, we will generally go and shop and do our grocery shopping there. And we will take Sydney with us, and then she will stay with my parents. We'll go grocery shop, and then, you know, we'll pick her up and then we'll go home. So we did that, and the rest of the afternoon, I think I already said, you know, I'm on my last class now, started today for this project or product management course. But I needed to finish homework for my fifth one, and that's all been graded and everything's fine. And actually, I'm going to try to finish my sixth one this weekend early, because Mark and I are going to Houston the weekend of the 21st, I want to say, because he has to go to an embassy and get his passport renewed. And so anyway, so I finished my homework, did all that, and then we just kind of, you know, did our normal Sunday afternoon stuff. We walked, and I added one extra lap. We were doing 5 laps, which took around 30 minutes. Now I've added one more lap, so we're doing 6 laps, which is about 36 minutes or 38 minutes. Each lap is, I don't know exactly the length, but each lap is around 6 to 8 minutes, depending on how fast we go. And so we did all that, and that was it. I did not feel like cooking on Sunday night, and we had all of these leftovers. We had barbecue, but I put the barbecue in the freezer so we can have barbecue at some other time. We had chips that I had bought, and I was like, you know what? I want to eat those chips, and I want a burger with the chip. I know it sounds weird, but I wanted a burger and chips. So we went to Wendy's. We both got pretzel burgers. It's just a pretzel bun and then a regular burger, basically. It has a special sauce, and they put some fried onions on it, and I don't know what else, but it's one of their special burgers. And so we did that. So I splurged again. So another weekend where I've done Saturday and Sunday cheat meals. But as long as I'm still losing, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. You know, as long as I'm still losing weight, or at least not gaining weight, but I would prefer to be losing at least half a pound to a pound every week. That's the goal. So I've been also, I know I mentioned that I've been wanting to look at my finances because I'm trying to think of ways to save more, you know, invest more, make sure that I'm being responsible with my money. And I'm actually doing well in that, you know, I'm zero debt other than my car and the house. I pay off my credit cards every month. My 401k is doing good. I'm maxing out my 401k every month, or the amount that I can put in. And so I'm doing pretty well, but I still think I spend, I don't really pay attention to what I spend. And I've been looking at ways to, reduce that. And I thought, you know, and I had done a spreadsheet with all of my subscriptions and figuring out, you know, what subscriptions I could get rid of. But I didn't look at my other expenses. So I thought, you know what? I want to see where I'm spending all my money. Because when I looked at the average monthly spend on my credit cards and I compare it with what I bring in every month, it's, I spend more than I make. Now, that's in my paycheck. You know, I have savings. I have a bonus that I get once a year. I have restricted stock units that vest once a year, and those go into a separate account. So what I would end up doing is, if I spend more in a month, I would, you know, dip into my savings and pull that over and pay the credit card. So it would end up that I'm not spending to where I would have debt at the end of the year, but I'm spending more than I bring in my paycheck. And I don't want to do that. So I thought, okay, I've got to figure out how to do a budget, which I've never really done. My budget has always been, I have three different accounts. I have a savings account, I have a bill account, and I have a entertainment account. And what I would do, I have more than that, but we'll just, you know, and I would put a certain amount of money in each one of those buckets. And then that's kind of my budgeting. So I only have the amount in my entertainment account. That's all I can spend. My bill account should cover my bills. My savings account should build up. But I found that I'm going into my savings account and moving money into my bill account to pay my bills. So I end up not saving as much as I wanted to, or not saving anything. And so I decided I was going to make a spreadsheet, but I thought, ugh, that's too much work. Because then I would need to manually go in and enter every transaction and categorize it and all that. And I used to use this application called Mint that would pull in all your accounts. So I then went in. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to log back into that and get that reactivated. And so that's what I have been doing the past couple of evenings, is I logged into Mint. I, you know, re-linked it to my Bank of America account and my stock account and my car loan and all of that. And what I'm going to do is go in and create a budget in there and basically see, you know, how I'm overspending, whether it's food or toys or technology or, you know, whatever it may be. And then I'm going to try to bring that down by a certain amount every month and see if I can, you know, get under control. It's not going to be fun, but, you know, it's what you got to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.